UE.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. This is a cloudy sky, but it's nice and mild. If you live in New England, well, yesterday we were in, where I live in Kennebunk, Maine, we were 72 degrees. So it's nice to have some nice days to offset some of the colder days that we had this year. And keep them coming. As long as the furnace doesn't run, that's a dollar in our pocket. We were talking with Claire. We came to the end of the hour. Let's go back to Claire and we'll help her with her plum tree. Was it Claire?
It was a prune tree and peach tree.
Okay. Now, how old are these trees?
The peach, they're both about three years old.
About 3 years old. Okay.
Yep.
Now there's no fruit on them, and the leaves must be almost off of them by now, right?
The peach tree still has some green leaves on it. And so does the prune tree. Yes.
Okay.
They still have leaves.
Now, have you pruned them at all since you've planted them?
Yes, I did. I just pruned a few of the branches off last year. But I did it in the spring. And then this year I didn't prune it at all. But then I noticed this one branch, and it's kind of one of the bigger branches. And
yeah.
When it had fruit, it just bended all the way, touched the ground. So I thought, oh, I can't prune it now because it was in the middle of the growing season. But I thought in the fall would probably be a good time, because I thought in the winter, if we have a winter like we did last year, that would break right off.
Okay. Well, what you could do is you're better off to wait until most of the leaves have come off. So if, let's say, 50-60% of the leaves have turned yellow and fallen, then prune it. But don't do as much as you want to. Let's say you wanted to remove, 3 feet of branches. Take off 18 inches now, because the plant won't be able to create a scab, and you'll have some additional dieback on that branch. So what I would do is do half of what you're thinking of doing now. And when you go out there, if you have some wilt-proof, bring that with you and spray it where you've made the cut. The other thing that you could do, if you don't have any wilt-proof, and it's not something that you would do on leaf plants, but when you're pruning, some wax will help to seal it. Bring a can of Pledge with you. Spray the Pledge right on that cut that you've made, and when the Pledge dries, it'll create a film that will prevent dehydration. But a major pruning, I would rather that you wait until March or April. And that way, you know the spring is coming, the moisture is going to come out of the ground, not out of the ground, but out of the roots in the ground, and will help to break the dormant buds near that cut. And what you want to do is to create a shape on the tree that looks like a candelabra, you know, a series of candles. Try and avoid any of these branches that are really growing away from the main portion. Think of it as like a big lollipop. And if it really is growing away from that shape, and there's a branch or two that have a mind of their own, then in the spring, whack those back really hard. The only type of a tree that you can't prune really, really hard are pear trees. Because if you prune a pear tree too much, and then spring comes, you're going to have a surge of growth. And when you have a surge of growth on a pear tree, what happens is you can develop a disease. It's called fire blight. And all of a sudden, this beautiful new growth all turns black. And it looks like you took a blowtorch and you hit the branches with it. So pear trees, prune in moderation. Everything else, you can really hit them hard. A pear tree, you're better off to, if you want to bring them down, do some pruning in the fall, do some pruning during the year even, and then again in the spring. But don't do a major pruning in the early spring because it's going to make a lot of new growth and then you could get fire blight. But on your peaches, your prunes, your pears, your apple, if you think there's going to be some damage, I have a flowering crab right near my vegetable garden. It's the most beautiful thing you've ever seen when it's in flower. And right now, there is so much fruit on it that the branches are touching the ground. And today, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to cut some of those branches. Because like you, I'm afraid of the ice storm. We had one last year. We were 4 days without power. Luckily, a lot of people in Massachusetts, parts of New Hampshire, parts of Maine were a week or two. Some places in Worcester were 3 weeks without power. So I'm going to prune that tree back to get the branches off the ground. But next spring, watch out. I'm going to really cut it back. I'll probably remove a third of the branches so they don't bend. But right now, I'm going to cut them back so that the branches go back up again. And I want you to do the same thing. Claire, we thank you for your patience and for a great gardening questions. Now, I know a lot of us have a tool shed, and we put our patio furniture in there, the lawnmower, the tools and all that. And sometimes when spring comes, we're in for a surprise with mice getting into the tool shed. Well, there's a new product on the market, came out last year, called Mouse Magic. And it was developed by Bonide. Bonide is the company that produced a great product called Spinazad. And Spinazad is an all-natural, all-organic product that you put on plants to control all types of caterpillars. And it's unbelievable. It was found in the Caribbean. And Bonide calls it Captain Jack. But it's Spinazad, and it's a wonderful product. Well, they came out with Mouse Magic, and this is a way that you can keep the rodents out of your tool shed during the fall and winter months. And joining us is Art Crockett from Bonide, and he's going to tell you what Mouse Magic is and how it works. Art, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
I thank you for getting up early and joining us this morning.
No problem. Happy to be here.
Why Mouse Magic?
Well, that's a good question, Paul. Well, as you know about Bonide products, we've been around for a long time providing solutions for problems around the home and the lawn and the garden. We like to offer choices for problems for consumers and homeowners. You know, we also have mouse baits and traps and such, but we like to have choices. So Mouse Magic is a safe, effective option that's safe to use around kids and pets, and, you know, it's made from all natural ingredients, and you know what, it works very well.
It really does. We have a tool shed, and I always clean it out first to make sure there's no rodents in there before I close it up for the year. I give it a good cleaning, a good sweeping, put everything in, and then I put in the Mouse Magic. And the reason that I like it is I have four dogs. I have two West Highland White Terriers and two Shih Tzus, and the backyard is totally fenced in, so they have a place to play. And if I forget the tool shed door and I don't close it and I use something like Decon, I'm always scared that the dogs are going to eat the Decon, and then I've got a real problem on my hands. But tell us how Mouse Magic works.
Well, the way Mouse Magic works is it's a strong odor that mice do not like. They have an escape avoidance mechanism, you know, built into them that they want to stay away from that smell. I guess they probably associate it with humans and, you know, want to get away from it. So it's actually a mouse repellent. It's not a poison or a bait or a trap or anything. It's a repellent that has a very small, a strong odor that they don't like.
Tell us what the odor is.
Well, that's the kicker, is it's, they don't like it, but we do. It's made from peppermint and spearmint. So it actually kind of smells like strong mint candy or chewing gum. It really smells good, at least to us, but not to the mice.
Well, I'll tell you, the first time that I used it, I decided, well, instead of putting two packages in my tool shed, I would put all four. So I threw them in, I closed the door, and I left it shut for about 2 or 3 days. I had to go back in there, I opened the door, and I went in. And my eyes were actually watering with the strength of this smell. And it really did work very, very well. We're coming up on a break. Please hold on, and we'll get more information from you.
Attention, all homeowners, put down the pigskin. Lawn season is not over. Fall is when your lawn needs food to build its roots. And Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard is the food it wants. WinterGuard delivers the valuable nutrition lawns need to build strong roots. And fall is when lawns build their roots. So fall is when you need to feed. I repeat, put down the pigskin and pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard. Then pass the nachos. That concludes this alert from the Lawn Desk. For additional information, visit scotts.com.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com. Have you ever traveled with the Fall Fair Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
Attention, all homeowners, put down the pigskin. Lawn season is not over. Fall is when your lawn needs food to build its roots. And Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard is the food it wants. WinterGuard delivers the valuable nutrition lawns need to build strong roots. And fall is when lawns build their roots. So fall is when you need to feed. I repeat, put down the pigskin and pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard. Then pass the nachos. That concludes this alert from the Lawn Desk. For additional information, visit...
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. 210-1922 or visit orderchews.com. That's order, CHEWS.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit healthtruthrevealed.com. That's healthtruthrevealed.com or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Park Garden Club. We're talking about a fairly new product that you can use in a tool shed and all kinds of different places that will get the little critters out of your storage bill. See, right now, all of your rodents are looking for a place that's nice and warm to live for the winter. They don't want to live in a hole in the ground if they can move into your tool shed or other areas. And joining us is Art Crockett from the Bonide Company telling us about a new product called Mouse Magic. Now, Art, how do you use Mouse Magic and where can you put it?
Well, Mouse Magic is actually very simple to use. All it really is a cloth-like pouch, as you mentioned before. You can put it anywhere that you would like to repel mice. It works best in enclosed areas like garages and barns, cellars, campers, attics, you know, around the bird seed or pet food where the mice like to come, you know, behind the stove in the kitchen. You just really just toss the pouch anywhere you want to that you want to keep the mice away. You know, you mentioned before with your shed, you threw a few in there, and you really don't need that many. That shed might, you know, it made your eyes water after a couple of days. You probably only needed one or two in there, and they last quite a long time, at least a month, kind of depending on how enclosed the area is. But it's real simple. All you do is toss them in that old camper or, you know, out in the sunroom, in the front porch or whatever that's closed in, or, you know, anything like that, again, this time of year, you mentioned that the mice like to come in and visit and move in. So if you don't want them in there, now's the right time to put that out. And again, it's real easy to use. You just toss them out there and don't worry about the pets and the kids because it's a safe product.
Now, at this time of the year is when they're really looking for a place to stay. So if you can put the Mouse Magic in now, and then maybe a second application in early December, that should prevent them from spending the winter in your tool shed or camper. I have a neighbor that has a camper that collapses. And I gave him a package last year, and he threw it in. And when spring came, he was thrilled because every year the mice had gotten to this pop-out camper, and they had eaten some of the screening. And last year was the first year that when he opened it to clean it, to use it, there wasn't any damage at all. But I did, as you said, it lasted 30 days. He cleaned it out in October, threw it in, and then in November he did it again, and he was all set.
Mm-hmm. That's right. It's they last quite a while. They come in a little box of four in a package. They're foil sealed, so you can, you know, open it up and it's, you know, the starts working from the day you put it out. You can also buy them in a big tub of 12 of them if you have a lot of areas that you need to take care of.
Is there any special place where our listeners can find Mouse Magic?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. Mouse Magic is at all the good quality garden centers, and you can find it in hardware stores. You know, any of those places that I know your listeners love to shop.
Okay, and is there a website where they could get some more information about Mouse Magic and maybe
absolutely.
A dealer locator?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Bonide Products has a website that's really quite a fabulous website with lots of information about all our products. And you're right, there's a dealer locator on there that if you just put in your zip code, it'll tell you all the dealers that are close to you where you can find the Mouse Magic and all our products.
Now, when we were talking just before the break, Jared, my producer, came on and he said they had a call from a woman who has blueberries. And she's had problems in the past with the mice girdling them. Does Bonide have a product that you can use outside that you can put on the plants to prevent rodent damage?
Your best bet there is probably to use, we have a couple of products that might work well for you. Our Repelzol is an animal repellent that works on quite a long list of different animals, so that you could get it in a spray and spray it on the trunk of the plant and down near the soil level, actually, is probably where the mice come. And you may find that other rodents like voles might be a bad guy there, too. But the Repelzol liquid sprayed on the trunk of the plant, or we have a Repelzol granule that you can shake around the base of the plant. And then, of course, the same product we spray on the foliage for a deer repellent.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us and telling us to control rodents indoors as well as out. With winter approaching, let's prepare the grass on the side of the road from salt damage left by the snowplow. Apply liquid gypsum from SoilLogic this fall. Visit your local garden center or go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, and then on SoilLogic, and they'll ship it to you. One quart will treat 1,000 square feet and is equivalent to 200 pounds of dry gypsum. Better drainage, no wet spots, and no dead grass. Liquid gypsum by SoilLogic. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wilt-proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wilt-proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black
Black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to 2/3 of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have John online. He's got a few questions for you about the use of pine needles and also about his sweet potatoes.
Okay, John, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I love your show.
Thank you.
My lawn is full of pine needles, and I had a couple of questions on them. Should I be leaving them on there? I know you just had someone on saying you should cut them up, but it's a blanket of pine needles. And should I be putting the pine needles in maybe some grass clippings in my garden?
I tell you what I do, John. The pine needles that are in the lawn, I will go through it with the lawnmower. And if when I mow, I don't see grass, then I will rake it and I'll throw it in the vegetable garden. Many years ago, I received a flyer from, I think it was Ohio State University, and they did a test on composting, and they were really, really surprised to find out that when they did a compost pile using pine needles and oak leaves and maple leaves, that they expected the acidity level of the compost to be very, very low and very acidic. Well, they found out that it was close to neutral. So every year, underneath, I have a grouping of maybe 8 or 10 pine trees, and underneath those trees is just solid pine needles. So I clean around the trees, I pick up those pine needles, and I throw it in the vegetable garden as a mulch that helps to keep the weeds down. It breaks down, and it works just like compost. And underneath the trees, I leave it pine needles. So instead of putting bark mulch, I have a natural bed on it. But where it's thick in your lawn, rake them up, put it in your compost pile, or just spread it right on top of the garden. And in the spring, turn it in. It's just like adding peat moss or manure. It will give you more organic matter that feeds the microbes, that retains the fertilizer that you do add, breaks apart the clay, helps the sand to hold more moisture. So, you know, recycle and reuse them. What was your second question, John?
I have sweet potato vines, and I cut them and started to pull them out and found potatoes. Should I be replanting those or just toss them?
Well, I mean, I have dug them and put them in my basement and covered them with peat moss. And some years I get pretty good results where they will come back, just like a dahlia bulb or a glad bulb. It's not something that you can eat. So it's either bring them into your basement and store them on the floor in boxes with peat moss, or put them into your compost pile and they'll break down and it will change into organic matter. But the sweet potato vines are great plants, and they do give you a surprise for the first time when you do clean out the bed. But it is a bulb that can be stored in a cool place for the winter, and it will regrow for you the following year. Does that answer your question?
Just one more. On the garden, should I be mixing the pine needles and grass in the dirt or just lay it on top?
If your soil is very sandy or you have a lot of clay, blend it. My garden, I've been blending it for years and years, and when I first started, we've been at our home here in Kennebunk. This is our 20th year. And when I first started, I had about 3 inches of soil. And after that, it was all sand. And I was watering the garden every single night. Well, every fall, I would add seaweed, go down to the beach and bring it home by the bag full and just spread it. I would add my leaves, I would add pine needles, and I would add compost in the spring, and I would rototill it. And my soil, I now have good soil, at least 15 inches deep, but I've been building it over years. And the last 3 years, I don't rototill. In the fall of the year, I rake the pine needles right into the garden. I just let them sit right on top. It rots by itself. And in the spring, I dig a hole, I put a little bit of plant growth activator from Organica, and I set in all my seedlings, and all of that organic matter just sits on top of the ground. It also helps to control some of the weeds, choking out the seeds. Thank you, John. We appreciate the phone call. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Pauline on the line, who's got a question about a pear and a peach tree.
Okay, Pauline, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
I have a pear tree, and we've had it for at least 7 to 10 years. It doesn't seem to grow. Okay, it's a very small tree.
Yeah.
And at times, like, the leaves will turn, the ends of the branches, rather, will look like if somebody burnt them.
It gets all black.
Yeah. And
yep.
I don't know. Should we you know, I've never, like, cut it or back or anything, so not sure. Like, okay. This year we got two big clusters of pears, beautiful pears, but that's all that we got.
Okay. What you have in that tree is a disease called fire blight. And fire blight is something, and it's funny, we had just talked about this a little bit earlier. Pear trees get fire blight more than any other tree, and usually it's caused by over-pruning. It can also be by over-fertilization of that particular plant. Now, there is a product that you can use. It's called streptomycin. It's the same product that the medical industry uses with various sicknesses that you and I get. But it's called streptomycin, and it's something that the Garden Center sells in the spring of the year that you can apply to the tree when the leaves first come out. It will be absorbed into the tissue, into the foliage of the plant, and kill this bacteria or fungus that's in it so that the plant can resume normal growth. So I think if you can do that in the spring, so make a note on your calendar to give me a call during April, and there are some new natural disease control products coming out, and I can give you a list of names that you can go to your garden center, but you need something to fight fire blight on your pear tree.
Should we be trimming those branches, the branches that are like that?
Anything that's black should be removed.
Okay, so we could remove that. Okay.
Yes.
Now, we have a peach tree, okay? And this peach tree doesn't even, it's next to it, but it doesn't have the same thing, okay? And we've got at least 100 peaches or better this year. But they weren't very big peaches, okay? They're very small peaches, but they were very good peaches. And so, like, what could we do to enhance this? That's another tree that we've never trimmed either.
Okay. What you want to do with your peach tree, and they do this with apples, if it's a big company that sells apples and peaches, they actually have a product that they can spray on the tree that will eliminate some of the fruit so that they have fewer fruit but bigger in the long run. And they can calibrate it depending on what the fruit count is so that they can eliminate 10% of the fruit or even as much as 50% of the fruit. In your case, you only have one tree. The thing that you want to do is wait until the bees have done their job. And once the bees and the wind have pollinated your peach tree next year, look and see how many are on a cluster. And if you see there's a cluster and there's 8 or 9 peaches or apples or pears growing together, you're going to have all the energy being divided into that cluster of 5 or 6 or more. So what you do is you just take a pair of scissors, or you can take your fingers and remove a peach or a pear here and there and hand thin it. And that way, instead of that energy being divided over 5 peaches on the end of the branch, is divided on 3. So now you get bigger peaches. You get fewer of them, but they're bigger, and they'll also ripen sooner. But there are products that you can use that are available in some of the larger garden centers. But I think if you just have one tree, I would manually break off where you have too many per cluster. Pauline, thank you. We appreciate the phone call. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Becky on the line, who's calling about an agapanthus. I hope I said that right.
You did good on that one, Jared. Becky, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I have some agapanthus that are new to me this year, and I have brought them in because I know they won't winter over outside. And my question is, do I put them in a cool room, or do I put them in the basement where it's dark? How do I take care of them in the winter?
Agapanthus I love agapanthus. It has foliage that looks just like straps, similar to an amaryllis almost, but it has a lot more, and they're narrower. And it's a beautiful, beautiful foliage. Agapanthus is a plant that if you can put it in a cool room with good light, it doesn't have to have any direct sunlight, but good light, so like a north-facing window. Save the south for the plants that really need it. But the agapanthus in a north window, a west window, an east window, and a room that's on the cool side, and take care of it just like if it was a ficus or a schefflera, but on the cool side, if at all possible, and fertilize it on a monthly basis, water as needed. Take your finger, push it into the soil, and if it's moist, leave it alone because it's not growing as fast, okay? And you will be in for a surprise because that agapanthus will have buds and probably some good color by Mother's Day of next year. So it will be in bud and bloom during May, and it will bloom, it'll bloom for at least 6 to 8 weeks. But for now, a cool room, bright light, no really direct sun, feed it on a monthly basis, water as needed, and just treat it like any other houseplant, but you'll have a surprise when Mother's Day gets here because you'll have visible buds on it. And then when it gets done blooming, repot it into a container a couple of inches larger, and it will double its size. Beautiful, big balls of color. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. If you have arthritis, carpal tunnel, or wrist problems, don't give up gardening because it hurts. Look for Radius Garden Tools. Last year I planted 1,100 seedlings without a single blister. My wife has arthritis and she would only help me if she got to use the Radius work tools. The tools are beautiful, durable, and guaranteed for life. Go to the website www.radiusgardentools.com for a dealer near you. Enjoy gardening again without pain and use Radius Garden Tools. The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of Plant Tone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Holly Tone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulb Tone from Espoma.
Because of a very mild fall and winter, the moles have had a field day in your lawn and garden. It's time to take action. Bonide Moltox 2 will eliminate moles in your lawn and garden. All it takes is a teaspoon per tunnel and the damage stops. I use it and it works. In February and March, spray your fruit trees, roses, and ornamentals with Bonide oil and lime sulfur spray. This product kills the disease spores, insect eggs that are spending the winter on your plants, and they will not hatch in the spring. Oil and lime sulfur spray contain no chemicals, all organic.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231 on this gorgeous day. I hope it's nice where you live. We're about 60 degrees here in Kennebunk, Maine, where I live. Clouds are breaking up. Good day to get out in the yard and rake some leaves, pine needles, put them in your garden, put them in your compost pile, recycle, reuse them. And if you haven't planted bulbs yet, your tulips, your daffodils, crocuses, hyacinth, if you've never done that, do it. It's so easy. All you have to remember is this. You cover the bulb with 3 times as much soil as the bulb is tall. A crocus is an inch. That means you need to dig the hole 4 inches deep, put the bulb in 3 inches of soil on top of it. A tulip is 2 inches, so you need to dig a hole 8 inches deep, 2 inches for the tulip, and 6 inches of soil on top of it. A daffodil is 3, so you dig a hole 1 foot deep, put your daffodil and 9 inches of soil on top of that. And if you really want to have fun, dig a hole 12 inches deep. Put your daffodils. Cover it with a couple inches of soil. Put some tulips right on top of the daffodil soil. Cover it. Put some crocuses, and then finally fill in the hole. And you'll have crocuses that will bloom in March. You're going to choose some early blooming tulips that are going to come in April. And then in late April, early May, the daffodils will all come in this one hole. And it's a ton of fun. And in the spring, it lets you know that, hey, winter's over. Get ready to go out in the yard and party. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have George on the line, who's calling about blue spruce.
George, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, good morning. Great show, Paul. Enjoying it.
Thank you.
Listening earlier when the woman called about the blue spruce tree, but I missed. I got the directions on, you know, putting it in the pail of water, but I need the item that I'm supposed to put in the pail.
Oh, okay. What she was talking about, she had a problem with insects, and Bayer and Bonide have a product called Tree and Shrub. It's a systemic insecticide, and you mix it in a watering can or a bucket of water, and you pour it around the base of your plant. And what you do is you have to take a tape measure, measure the circumference of the trunk of the tree. That will tell you how many inches, and it's roughly 1 ounce per inch diameter of the tree trunk. And what I'll do, I have a couple of white pine that I had a problem with last year, and I would put 2 to 3 ounces to a gallon of water. And but again, I would measure the circumference. So if it's
okay,
12,
mine is turning brown.
It's turning brown from the inside.
Yeah,
from
it's
the
turning
outside?
Brown. The branches like it's all brown. Yeah.
Okay.
So do I have the same?
I think you probably have the same thing. It's an insect called a spider mite. And it's a micro, if you took a ballpoint pen or a pencil and you tapped it on a piece of white paper, that little dot that you see from the tapping of your pen or pencil, that's how big it is.
Uh-huh.
And you use this tree and shrub, it lasts for 12 months. So if you can get it applied now, it will work its way into the ground. And a pine tree and a spruce tree, hemlock, is evergreen, arborvitae. They will absorb it, get it into all of the branches from the top to the bottom. And that way, in the spring, when these insects get really, really active, it will take care of them. And you get a day like yesterday and today where it's in the 60s and 70s, those insects are active, and if they start to suck on the plant like a mosquito does on your arm, this product will take care of them. And it doesn't dissipate. It's a systemic. It's inside the plant. It's not washed with rain, so you can use it on anything that you don't eat. You don't want to use it on a tomato because it would be inside the tomato. But for shrubs and trees, it's absolutely wonderful. Called Tree and Shrub.